tannish color.
Is it in a glass vial?
No, it's in a plastic bag. Right next to where those PVC pipes that you painted orange are, so they look like dynamite. And there's wires running from the dynamite-looking stuff to the powder.
Oh, I don't think it's explosive.
You don't think it is?
No, I don't think it is.
What were you trying to do when you mixed it?
I'm not really sure what it is. I mean, from the picture.
It's in your hallway closet.
Yeah, I mean, those are the only three explosives that I mix. Well, the smoke powder's not really an explosive, but...
potassium chloride, aluminum powder, and what else?
Sulfur.
Sulfur? Just plain sulfur?
That's the most volatile combination.
Okay. What would that... you mixed it together, what kind of container is that in?
Probably a glass jar.
I'm sorry, what?
It's probably a glass jar.
A glass jar? Where would that glass jar be?
In the hallway.
Would it be anyplace else? So nobody gets hurt?
No. It's... I mean, I wasn't making a large quantity because I had... I'm not a violent person.
Okay. We're just trying to find out what chemicals, what substances that can hurt somebody. It becomes a public safety issue, and other people could get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as you get the bomb squad there and get it cleaned up and keep it away from fire, it'll be fine.
What are the chemicals in the house?
Nothing complex, and those are the most complex things that...
Those are the most complex, you say? What about downstairs? Anything hit up in rafters, vents, hallways, walls?
No.
Why were you mixing that stuff to make an explosive?
Yeah.
Even in small quantities?
What?
Fire technics.
Okay, back then we finally decided we just had to go, so...
I mean, this...
Alright.
We kind of okay. Dabbled in that a little bit when we were younger, and it was never really a big deal until 9/11.
Okay. Well, I'll be right back.
Now you just want to learn how to make something that will explode. So you were experimenting? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Well, you were doing something with it.
I mean, I might test small quantities, but it's not easy to... Our techniques are pretty complicated.
Are more people going to get hurt from that thing? And this, you dressed up like the Ayatollah, is just, with the suicide vest, is just a joke. It's for Halloween.
Well, the whole reason why we did that is because I didn't really believe in 9/11.
You did it because you didn't believe in it.
That's why it was a joke. I mean, my faith in the government's been so undermined through the years that just, I know that there's, you know, all kinds of branches, CIA, FBI, ATF, and just so many. And there's so many checks and balances of power. And they're all fighting for this power. And it's just, I don't know where the line's drawn for, you know, truth and fiction.
So you're trying to interject yourself there somewhere? You're trying to figure out which is which and where you belong? Trying to become one of those entities? Or just bring one down?
No, I just want to stand for the truth. That's all I want to stand for.
And you do that by...
By seeking the truth the best that I can.
Well, I didn't. I will see you Saturday.
But I really don't want to hurt anybody. I mean,
that's why I'm here. I just want to make sure there's nothing going to explode in that house.
No, there's not.
I've already found the device. I'm worried about its potency.
Now, the device that was wrapped around my chest in that photo is completely fake. You know that, right?
Okay. But the one in the closet is what concerns me.
Are you talking about the case logic back?
The what?
The black case logic?
No, this is on a shelf in the closet between the bathroom and the bedroom. You don't know a bomb is there, huh?
And there's speakers. There's...
Hey.
It's got wires coming out of it?
Yes. Wires coming out from the orange pipe into the bag that holds the powder, crystals.
Yeah, I would have to see it. It doesn't sound familiar.
Doesn't sound familiar to you? Okay.